Cultural Corner. Read the passage and answer the questions. 1. Why did people think Marco Polo was not telling the truth about his voyage? 2. Do you believe that Marco Polo did visit China? The Travels of Marco Polo.
The year is 1271 AD. Imagine a 17-year-old boy from Venice, Italy, well-educated and trained for life as a rich trader. He sets off with his father and uncle on a 25-year journey to mysterious distant lands that most people in Europe have never heard of. While on their journey buying and selling spices, silks and jewels, they befriend one of the most powerful men on earth, Kublai Khan. The boy's name was Marco Polo, and many years later, a book about his travels was published which made him famous. Marco Polo told his fantastic stories to a writer named Rustichello, who wrote them down for him. This man was well known for his stories and romantic tales of the legendary English King Arthur. But so many people doubted the reliability of his book, The Travels of Marco Polo. However, Chinese historians have found obscure names and facts in the book that could only have been known to someone intimate with the country. Many of Marco's stories were about China and its people. He told stories about the towns, cities, and populations in great detail. He described the amazing things he saw in China, such as paper money and black stone that burned, coal. With very little contact between China and the West, it is not surprising that people in a rich, powerful place like Venice could not believe his stories, nor in the idea of huge, rich city-states inhabited by millions of people. There could surely be no comparison with Venice. A general myth has grown up around Marco Polo that he introduced such things as spaghetti and ice cream from China to the West. There is no truth to any of these claims, and actually, they are not mentioned in Marco Polo's book. However, Marco Polo's book is still a unique insight for its age. Most importantly, it was a great influence for many future travelers. Christopher Columbus left behind a well-worn copy that he read as inspiration on his own voyages to America.